This is Audio Canvas. I'm Elise Fitzsimmons. Each week, I will take you into the workshops of artists at Anderson Ranch Art Center during its historic 50th anniversary. We will hear how the artists are contributing to the Anderson Ranch Summer of Excellence. I went to Anderson Ranch to learn about the 50th anniversary celebration week. Doug Casebeer, Associate Director and Artistic Director of Ceramics, and Betsy Chafin, Honorary Board Trustee, met with me in the library. They both believe that there are special qualities that have kept them at the ranch. Doug has stayed here for 32 years. He says,
not a day goes by that I don't learn something. And that's what the ranch does. It gives you a place to open up and feel safe. Challenge things that you know and things that you don't know.
And why has Betsy, a ranch veteran for over 30 years, stayed so long?
Because of the magic of the place here. It's really special.
Artists the world over make Anderson Ranch a stop on their career path. Unlike many other art institutions, the ranch provides a safe haven for artistic creativity seldom found in the art world.
You know, when you're making art, you're exposing yourself in a way, no matter whether it's woodworking or painting, and to have a safe space in which to do that, it is what the ranch is about.
All you have to do is kind of walk around our facility and our campus, and you get a sense of that right off the bat. And the one thing you'll notice, there's not many doors that have locks on them. And I think that, in a way, personifies the sense of sharing that goes on from studio to studio, from media to media, is that everybody's open.
The ranch facilitates cooperation and collaboration. Betsy says that the sharing happens for many reasons.
Maybe it's the space that's here that allows for that creative process and that experimentation. And maybe the experimentation is also part of it.
One of the most significant things that I heard that related to my work was by a photographer, Ralph Gibson. And he said something that I thought just changed my world. He said, I want my work to operate at 30 feet, 3 feet, and 3 inches. And then I thought, that's exactly what I want from a coffee cup.
That's terrific. That's terrific. And I think part of that safe space might come because we do have a multitude of disciplines here, so that there is a sharing that can go on. And that's available either in the talks that occur during the week at night or at lunch.
The dynamic nature of the ranch attracts artists from all over.
You know, I'm reminded of what Takashi told me years ago about him. This is Takashi Nagasato, who was a Karatsu 13th generation potter. And I said, why do you want to be here? Why do you come here to the ranch? He says, I can be free and I'm unencumbered by tradition that binds me at home to work in a certain way.
When you mention that, it reminds me of Holly Hughes, who will be here teaching. She was the first woman hired at RISD to teach painting. She will be here teaching with Burkholt and Tomaselli.
Holly comes to the ranch not just to teach, but to take workshops as well.
Here is someone, a professional's professional, who will come and take workshops as well as come to teach. It's part of the magic, sense of place.
One of the values that has kept me here and kept my family here is that there's a sense of family and a sense of community here that embraces everybody for who they are. And that, I think, is a really important thing that has kept people coming back here.
The artistic directors at Anderson Ranch were challenged with inviting an all-star faculty.
And we've done that. We've lined up Tom Sachs, Fred Tomaselli, Tom Burkhart, Benjamin Lira, Chris Gustin, Jason Snyder, Brad Reed Nelson, and the list goes on.
The energy and excitement around the ranch will be incredible.
I tell you what, it is truly a week that is just jam-packed. Jam-packed.
Yes.
Very exciting. So if you haven't signed up to hear one of these lectures, do so now, because they are going to be overflowing.
The ranch has served its community and the art world for the past 50 years. Where does Betsy see the ranch headed in the future?
The art world continues to change. You know, the ranch will certainly have to make accommodations for those shifts. One of the things that interests me the most is to make sure that there is a significant percentage of the student body that comes from scholarships.
The 50th anniversary week begins Sunday, July 17th.
Come out and see what the ranch is doing and just feel the vibe on the ranch. Come for lunch.
I'm Elise Fitzsimmons. This is Audio Canvas.